It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrick.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, it's our weekly look at the latest in national politics, including the first visit by a sitting president to a federal prison tomorrow.
First, the Food and Drug Administration is moving to strengthen safety warnings on widely used over-the-counter and prescription painkillers, ones you've most likely taken at some point, maybe recently.
At issue here are non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, or NSAIDs. We're talking about things like ibuprofen, Advil, and Aleve. So what exactly is changing, and does this mean you should stop taking these medications?
Bruce Lambert joins us now. He's the director of the Center for Communication and Health at Northwestern University. Bruce, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Good afternoon, Rob.
So new safety labels on these very common over-the-counter pain remedies. What will these new warnings say to us?
What we're really going to see are strengthened warnings. There are already warnings on these medicines that they increase the risk of heart attack and stroke and stomach bleeding and heart failure. So they're basically going to strengthen these warnings. And these are for these very commonly used drugs that you mentioned, drugs like Aleve or Motrin or Advil or prescription drug Celebrex. So there's new evidence that these risks are somewhat greater than we thought before and affect a larger number of people than we thought before. So the FDA is asking the manufacturers or instructing the manufacturers to strengthen these warnings.
So how does our behavior change here, I think, is the big question most people are asking. Does that mean, gosh, I should not take these medicines anymore? I should raise the bar for when I use them? What are we looking at there?
Right. I think that the general advice that the FDA is giving and that physicians are giving to their patients is that you should use these medicines as little as possible, at the lowest dose possible, for the shortest time possible. That there doesn't seem to be a completely safe dose, that is a dose at which there's no risk, and there doesn't seem to be a completely safe duration, that is a period of time at which there's no risk. So these risks of heart attack and stroke and heart failure can happen relatively soon after you start taking them, and even at relatively low doses. But the risk definitely increases the longer you take them and the higher the dose that you take. So you want to take them for as short a period of time as you can, and at the lowest dose that you can. And if there are non-drug alternatives for dealing with your pain, which might be stretching or exercise or weight loss or meditation or physical therapy or surgery or acupuncture, there's all these ways that people can deal with pain other than with medicines, then people should consider those. Not all these drugs are completely identical. The FDA doesn't go very far in saying whether one is safer than another, but I've reviewed the scientific evidence, and the drug naproxen, which is known by several brand names like Aleve and Naprosyn, does seem generally to be safer than the others, but none of them are completely safe.
But those recommendations you gave, use them as little as possible, use them sparingly. I think I'll speak from personal experience. I've taken them a lot in my life, maybe when I didn't need to. The common practice, I think, is to treat these as not candy, but no more dangerous than candy, I think, for a lot of people.
Right. I think that's a mistake. I think we now have very strong evidence that these medicines have real risks. And they're risks for serious outcomes. They're not risks for mild, bad outcomes, but they're risks for things like heart attack and stroke, which are often fatal, and even when they're not fatal, they're permanently disabling. So I think it's a real mistake to think that these medicines, even though many of us have taken them, are completely safe. Now, they cause or increase the risk of really common outcomes. So about 800,000 people a year in the United States have a heart attack, and another 800,000 per year, roughly, have strokes. So these outcomes are so common, especially among older people, that we don't necessarily notice the increased risk that these medicines might be causing. But there's good scientific evidence that they are, in fact, sometimes doubling the risk of these bad outcomes.
Talking to Bruce Lambert, he's with Northwestern University's Center for Communication and Health, looking at new warnings coming out from the FDA on common pain relievers. I want to put this risk in context, Bruce. You said it's an increased risk, but compared to things like smoking and other risk factors for heart health and other issues, how does this add up? How does this compare?
Right. The risk associated with these medicines is smaller than the risk that you have if you smoke. So the biggest risks for heart disease and stroke are things like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, smoking, diabetes, being overweight, being inactive, drinking too much. These are the really big risk factors, and they can increase the risk of heart attack more than taking these medicines. But at the highest doses, some of these medicines are comparable in the size of the risk to some of these other well-known risk factors, like having diabetes, for example. And so one of the messages is, if you are relatively young or heart healthy, that is, you don't smoke, you don't have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, et cetera, then these drugs are relatively safer for you because your risk of heart disease compared to people who do smoke is much less. The same way that these drugs are safer, generally speaking, for younger people than they are for older people, because the risk of stroke and heart attack is greater for older people.
One pain reliever that I don't think is on this list of medications is aspirin. Does that mean that aspirin is safe, don't worry about it, or at least safer than ibuprofen and the other ones in this new warning?
I actually think that is the message. The FDA probably, could have mentioned this, in some of the things that the media might have mentioned this more. But in fact, aspirin is safer than these other drugs when it comes to the risk of heart attack and stroke. Aspirin is actually used in low doses to prevent heart attack, whereas these other medicines increase the risk of heart attack. So I think one of the messages here is that aspirin is a safe medicine for pain. The one thing that all of these medicines, including aspirin, but not including Tylenol or acetaminophen, have in common is that they increase the risk of stomach bleeding. And this is also a serious risk. So you can take aspirin and not be afraid of heart attack or stroke risk, but you do have to be worried if you've ever had a history of an ulcer or any stomach bleeding, because aspirin can still cause that.
And a lot of parents may be thinking, wait, they told us not to give aspirin to infants, to little kids. Still
this
true, right?
Absolutely. I'm glad you mentioned that. Aspirin is absolutely not to be used in children because of the risk of this condition called RISE syndrome. So you should not use aspirin in children. But in adults, aspirin really is a miracle drug in many ways. It reduces the risk of heart attack and reduces the risk of some cancers. And although it does have this risk of causing stomach bleeding, most studies show that the benefit is greater than the risk. And I should also say that Tylenol isn't mentioned in these warnings, or acetaminophen, the active ingredient in many, many, many cold and flu and pain-relieving medicines, does not increase the risk of heart attack or stroke. But acetaminophen or Tylenol has other risks. It's bad for your liver, especially if you take too much of it or if you combine it with alcohol. So one of the messages is that there's sort of no free lunch. None of these medicines are completely without risk, and you have to balance the risk in light of your own sort of risk for heart disease and so on, and in light of the benefit that you get. So, we wrote this article, it's online, and a lot of the commenters were saying that they depend on these medicines to sort of get along in their daily life. And if you're gaining a tremendous benefit from these medicines and are allowing you to function, to you it may be worth the risk. And that's a decision that individuals ought to make. No one's talking about banning these medicines or taking them off the market or making them only available by prescription, which they were only available by prescription for many years until the mid-90s when many of them became available over the counter.
And Bruce, before I let you go, a lot of people may be hearing this and thinking, okay, science says a product is bad for me. In a couple of weeks, they're going to say it's fine or even good for me. You don't think, as I understand it, that's going to happen with this one?
Right. That's really frustrating when we hear coffee is good for us, and the next week coffee is bad for us. And it's really frustrating, and people lose faith in these warnings. But I think in the case of these medicines, these nonsteroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen, naproxen, Advil, Aleve, et cetera, we've known for a long time that since Vioxx was taken off the market in more than 10 years ago, we've known that these drugs were dangerous and that they increased the risk of stroke and heart attack. That has not changed. So I think it's extremely unlikely that we will ever hear a study like next week or next month or next year that, we were wrong, and these it's really safe to take Celebrex or not safe, but that they don't cause an increased risk of heart attack and stroke. I think we're as certain as we can be that these medicines do increase this risk, and I don't think that's going to change anytime soon.
Bruce, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, Rob. Thank you.
That's Bruce Lambert. He's director of the Center for Communication and Health at Northwestern University. Joins us to talk about the latest news regarding stronger warnings on over-the-counter painkillers, things like ibuprofen, brand names like Advil.